Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Come in, come in, come in. Happy Wednesday. That's the last time y'all are going to hear me say that for a month. For a month, Coach Christy is taking over these calls next month so she can answer all of your questions about healthify. I'm going to miss y'all. I'm going to miss y'all terribly. And then I'm gone a couple of weeks in July for vacation too. So you'll have like Kathy Hartman, somebody else fill in. I feel like I know I'm gonna miss y'all so bad on Wednesdays. It's gonna be sad. I'll probably be on the calls just being like, oh, my people. I love my people. So, Healthify is going to be amazing. So I've already listened to it two or three times through. I should co-host. I've listened to it two or three times through, and even yesterday, because you're going to learn how to make a well-fed woman plate on in Healthify. That's in the very first module, and so I have really been paying attention to my plates. I'm really excited for y'all to do this, which it's going to be really, really good. So, but it's so funny because we did finish what we start. It's almost like I had a plan for y'all. But we did finish what you start this month, and it's all about finding your whys. And so next month, Healthify starts. And the last video of Finish What You Start asks you to just keep going for the next 90 days. Like, sit and imagine what your life could look like in 90 days, and just think about where you would be. How are you feeling? Have you lost weight? Are you in a smaller size? Like all of those things. And I think that it goes so well with Healthify because in Healthify, we are going to learn, we're going to be that really it focuses on and feel as amazing as you deserve. So help every woman lose all of her weight for the last time and feel as amazing as she deserves. And so we're going to be asking you in Healthify to pay attention to what you're eating, to notice how it feels in your body, to nurture your body with food. All those sorts of things. So that's what we're going to be asking you to do in Healthify. And it goes so well with your whys. And a lot of our whys are we just want to feel good. We want to get older gracefully. We want to live and see our grandchildren. We want to do all these things. That's all of our whys. And then Healthify is going to just come right behind that and just commit to it for 90 days. Commit to making that well-fed woman plate. Commit to noticing what is on your plate, noticing how it makes you feel, and imagine what you could be doing, thinking, feeling, how much energy you would have in 90 days. So that's my challenge to y'all. As we finish up, we put a period on the end of May and we move into June. I'm super excited about it. So, Christy, next month I will be, doing Christy's taking over. Coach Christy will be doing these calls, which is so sad. I mean, it's not sad, but yeah, sad for me. Sad for me. Because y'all know I say Wednesday's my favorite day of the week. My favorite day of the week. So make sure you're putting your Q&As and so I can see. Healthify is our June course. It's brand new. It is written by Coach Christy and Corinne. And it is, y'all have been wanting guidance on nutrition. Y'all have been wanting to know about proteins, fats, and carbs, like in the no BS way, not the counting macros, plugging it into my fitness pal, but like really how foods feel in your body, how you can feel amazing using food. And so that is what we're going to be talking about. So Anonymous says, make sure you give me your questions, y'all. Can you tell us a little about virtual camp this year and how that will work? Virtual camp, we have an event in Dallas in September or October. When is it? September. We do have a limited spots available in person if you are wanting to go in person. We have not started selling virtual yet, but we will be. If it is interactive or more of a viewing event, if you cannot stay the whole day, can you replay and how long can you keep the replay? Will there be an outline of the day's events, that sort of things? Yes, all of that. It's both. So we always have a silent room. If you don't like the chat, if you don't like chats, well, you go in the silent room and it is viewing. But then we also will have coaches who are will host virtual rooms as well. So when you go into your virtual room, we split you up by alphabet, but really there's no Zoom police and nobody kicks you out if you know, whatever. If you're not on your name, you know. But then you spend the whole weekend with a coach and they stay there with you the whole time. They're in chat the entire time with you. They never leave just to go pee. That's the only thing they do. And we turn the chat off at lunch and then so that they can eat and get a little bit of a break. But then they come back in with you the afternoon. You can room hop if you want to. We'll have two or three of those rooms available to you. A lot of people like to do it with their accountability groups and whatnot. There will be a schedule of events. You will get replays. It usually takes us because it's a big event, right? And so usually it takes us a couple of weeks to get replays up for you, 2 or 3 weeks. And then you have those as long as you're a member. So yeah, you get to those will then live on the website. You'll get those replays and but you will have a coach with you the whole time. Now we do have people that are like, I've got ADD. Can I have like the chat blowing up? I hate it. And so they don't they choose the silent room. Yet Corinne also will answer questions. We have somebody in that room. Like if we notice questions from the virtual folks, we have like a Corinne's got like a prompter and whatnot, and we can send her questions from the virtual rooms. And so, and then we even a lot of times we do dance parties at the breaks, and then so you'll get this that all comes from the virtual rooms. You get to see all that. It's so fun. Someone mentioned that Kathy is taking over Sunday calls. Is that correct? No, she did last week for Corinne on vacation. No, those are still Corinne's calls. Do on-site people get access to the virtual feed from camp? Yeah, we have people that don't like to people that come in person. And whenever you get like, if you get really like overwhelmed or tired or whatnot, we do have people that will go back up to their rooms in the hotel and watch maybe a session virtually. Oh yeah, they get a replay too. Yeah, they get replay. Yeah, you'll get a replay if you're in person or virtual. Yeah, everybody gets a replay. So yeah, but I'm not sure when virtual camp is going to go on sale, but you know, stay tuned. But there's no cap on virtual, so it's not like it sells out. So you can 100% you can get in. No questions. Nobody's got questions about anything. Like it is ask me anything. I will tell y'all, I had a there's a member in no BS. Her name is Kim Van Patten. I don't know if anybody knows Kim, but Monday she was in Rock Hill visiting her aunt. And I had a lot of meetings. And so I gave Kim my address and Kim came into my house. Kim came and hung out with me for a few minutes. She sure did. She sat right here at this desk. She's got pictures and everything. Yes, and there is a party for in person on Saturday night. A party, Darlene. Yep. So bring you, I know, bring your cowboy boots. I will not have my cowboy. I am bringing my best friend Brenda, though. My best friend Brenda's daughter lives in Dallas. And so she's going to hang out with her during camp. And so y'all get to meet my best friend Brenda. We have, she's the one I have a matching tattoo with. So she'll be here. Y'all get to meet her. The one that puts up with me. Mary, I am not sure how much virtual camp is going to cost. I'm honestly not sure. I am not in that. I'm not on that committee. I'm on a lot of committees here at No BS. That is not one of them, thankfully. So yeah, I no, I have not. I don't know, but it will all come. I just don't have that information. I just don't have that information. I will tell y'all. I can't tell you what's coming in July. But we will be doing drop it like it's hot. Like we give Corinne our weight. We're gonna all be losing 5 pounds in July, and there will be some prizes associated. Some prizes associated with that. Linda, thank you for stepping up. Yet we are not doing swag for virtual this year, Trish. I overeat when I'm tired and drained, at the end of the day. Yesterday around 2 p.m., I was absolutely wiped out and heard my brain plotting all I would eat when I got home from work. Realize I do that all the time, but this time I was aware and questioned my thoughts. I love that so much. I asked myself, what else could I do to give myself rest after work? And I called BS on all of it because I never take a nap or try anything else. Could it be that just stopping the meal plan rewrite is enough? Hold a minute. Could it be that just stopping the meal plan rewrite is enough? I don't know what that means. I asked myself what else I could do to give my, and I called BS on it because I never take a nap or anything else. I don't know what that question means, Linda. Yeah, it is a golden moment, Debbie. Tell me, Linda, what that question means because I'm not quite sure. Jane, I am having trouble coming up with 90-day goals and a plan. I'm feeling disconnected from short-term goals, but I can dream 5 to 10 years out. Any tips for how to overcome that? So, just for a minute, Jane, let's just think about what could you accomplish in 30 days? That's the one thing you've got to ask yourself. Like, obviously, if it's weight loss, it can't be 40 pounds, right? So, what is doable? What could I do in 90 days? What, like, if you could lose like 4 pounds a month, or 3 pounds a month in 90 days, you could lose 9 or 10 pounds. So then that would become your goal. If your pants, if the next size down pants are just a tiny bit tight, maybe you could fit comfortably in them in 90 days with that 10 pounds down. It could be that you are like, you'll learn about like a well, like I, you'll learn about the 80-20 and all of this stuff and Healthify. I'm going to be a well-fed woman in 90 days. You know, with all of the like, whenever you listen to Healthify, that could be it. It could be that in 90 days, if you're wanting movement to be a goal, I will have moved 70 out of 90 days and define whatever moved is. Just start to question like, what could, like, what do I want to do and what would be doable in 90 days? Let me know if that helps. And then put some of them in the chat. When will Healthify be available to start? Friday. Friday. I didn't overeat because I stopped plotting. Really, what you did, Linda, we're back to Linda now, who used a golden moment and did not eat. All you did was you recognized your thoughts and you're like, no. I am not going to let my brain be a runaway train. You became the adult in the room. Oh, you had been rewriting the day's meal plan to accommodate my tiredness, giving myself permission to overeat by extra, adding extra food to give myself a boost. Yes. I love that. Yeah. All you did, you're just changing your thoughts, Linda. You're like, oh, no. We're not going down this road today. I see what you're doing, slick Linda, and we're not going to do it. And you put your foot down and you became the adult in the room, which is exactly how you change things. You're like, I'm on to you. I see the trick you're playing. And then you just, you know, put your foot down and you're like, no, not today. Not today. We're not doing that today. I love that. That's so good. Somebody said, my wives weigh less than my husband. My husband weighs 135 pounds. Y'all would be, I would be a, I can't weigh that. My bones weigh 135 pounds. Lord have mercy. So, let's see. Let me get rid of these because then I'll, let's see. Diane, the old, this month, the no BS, no BS sessions aren't accessible on the website anymore. Support gave me an archive link to the one I was looking for, but my accountability group likes to go back to old ones we missed and do them together. Anything, any chance you could bring them back to where they were accessible for everyone? A lot of them are courses and stuff that now do live on the website. Are you talking about like the calls and stuff that were associated with them? Because most of them are still on the site. Thank you, darling. Yeah, put your questions in the Q&A because I'm looking at the Q&A and not the chat. So, I might happen to catch something in the chat, but it goes quick sometimes. Let's see. I see you, Jackie. Yes. Many of my coworkers and now three of my friends are using GLP-1 shots. I've also noticed a lot of No BS members are also using the shots. I have never felt so much peer pressure around doing the GLP-1 shots, even though I still think weight loss is possible without the shots. I need help with the thoughts of FOMO. Everyone else is seeing success, and I'm having feelings of jealousy. Well, I think that's normal, but you just got to decide because you're saying I feel peer pressure for the shots. Like, you don't want to take the shots, but then you're feeling you're having a fear of missing out because you're not on the shot. So again, you got to have your whys, just like we talked about this month. Why is it important for you either to take the shot or not to take the shot? Either one. Like, which one is like what are your whys for that? And then what are you missing out on? Like, you're missing out on weight loss. I feel like you think you're missing out on weight loss. How can you create the weight loss for yourself so that you're not missing out on weight loss? Because the question is, what are you missing out on? And then how can you create that for yourself? Because if you're missing out on weight loss, then you can email me or work with Ask Coaches and we can get your scale moving. And then you're not missing out on anything because you got weight loss. You've got, I mean, now you got weight loss. So, but are you wanting to take the shot? Because you're saying I feel peer pressure to take the shot. But peer pressure are people like, here, Anonymous, those are also your thoughts because people are not going, they're not walking around with a needle being like, don't you want some? Here's a little, like, whatever. It's not like drugs on the, in middle school, like, want a little bit. You're like maybe thinking, I should be doing that. It's not fair. Maybe you're thinking they don't have to work as hard as you. I don't know what you're thinking, but what are you thinking? Yes, Maureen, that is true. People are gaining weight on the shots. You can eat, you can eat, because listen, it goes back to emotional eating. The shots do take care of some food noise in your brain, but it also shines a glaring light on the reasons you emotionally eat. It just does. So that is the time to work on emotional eating because you can emotionally eat through a gastric bypass. You can emotionally eat through a gastric sleeve. You can emotionally eat through the shots. You can emotionally eat through anything. All of it. You can emotionally eat through. That's why y'all are blessed to be here because we work on emotional eating here at No BS. Yeah, Lori, come on, take a hit. This is a little bit, a little dab will do you, right? Let's see. Linda said, was it really that easy? Oh my God. Yes, it really is that easy. Some of them are that easy, Linda. Is that awareness? She's talking about like just kind of changing her story and like whatever. Some of them are. Some of the emotional eating, whatever, we are more deeply tied to us. And it does feel a little bit more difficult to get rid of. But a lot of times when you're just aware of the conversation you're having and you're like, wait a minute, none of that is true. That's a load of crap. I'm telling myself, good Lord, what is going on? And it's just enough to break it up and be like, we're just not doing that. I see what you're doing. It can be that easy, Linda. Really. It really is. Let's see. I am excited about Healthify, but also worried that the thoughts of resistance on hearing what you should eat may come up. Will there be some extra help with feeling okay with this information? Yes, Christy will be doing these calls every single Wednesday. I get triggered sometimes. For example, I have a friend that if I say had a salad today, or she said, oh, that's good, it's so healthy. And I hate to say, I get defensive almost and go right to, well, I eat a lot of fast food too, kind of responses. Yes. So here is what's going to happen with Healthify. We're not going to tell you what to eat. There's no counting. There's no measuring. There's no weighing. None of that. None of it. And here's the thing. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Healthify is for people who want to level up their food choices. Okay. The four basics are still the four basics. They don't change. They don't change. But so many people have been like, I want to increase my protein and I want to do this and I want to be healthier. And I feel so sluggish all the time and blah, 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 all this stuff, which is why we came up with Healthify. If you do not want to healthify your plate, don't do it. It's optional. Like everything in OBS, take what you need, take what you want, and leave the rest. But the four basics are still the four basics. Everything remains the same. So there's no have to in Healthify. And also, we don't tell you what to eat. We're telling you, like, a really nice looking plate would look like this, but it's not always going to look like that. Sometimes we're going to eat fast food and all that kind of stuff. But that is exactly, it's up to y'all what y'all want to do. And at the end of the time, at the end of Healthify, we will suggest, listen to me, I'm going to give away a little bit of Healthify. But at the end of Healthify, you'll find out that you want to have a well-fed woman's plate 80% of the time. And then the other 20% of the time, it's just whatever you want. Like, it's, you don't worry about it. That's your Friday nights out. That's your vacations. That's your whatever. If you, at this point in your life, you're like, MJ, I am like 10% well-fed woman's plate and 90% the other, just like with no BS, everything else, you start where you are and you work your way up if you want to. And maybe you get to 50% healthy, healthified, well-fed woman's plate. And then you're like, I like it here. I will stay right here at 50%. Guess what? You get to do that. You get to do that. So yeah, but that's what we're doing. And you don't, but you're not gonna see weighing, and you're not gonna see measuring, and you're not gonna see a food list. I just recorded a 365 for y'all for next month. My Friday 365, talking about, like, there are healthy foods that will never go on my plate. On my, never. I hate sweet potatoes, y'all. I hate them. I don't like anything about them. I don't like them at all. There will be, they're great for you. They're a complex carb or whatever you call them. I don't give a crap. Give me an Idaho potato. I don't want a sweet potato. Like, what you're going to put on your plate are the things that you love. Y'all remember when we had to eat crap because it was on the macro list or it was on the list, whatever. There's no, you make the list. It's your list of what you want. Nobody else's list. And your list is going to be different than everybody else's list. I don't like kale either. I know. I don't like it. I'm not going to pick it. I love arugula. I'll pick arugula, but I'm never going to pick kale. I mean, I guess I could, but I'm not going to. I don't like it. Kathy Hartman ain't never going to pick a beet. But it's your, you're going to put on your plate what you want to eat. I know we ate because it was 0 points. I was talking the other day about them Snackwells cookies. How many of y'all, if y'all had a penny for every Snackwell devil food cookie you ate, I would be wealthy right now. I would have, I mean, I would be so rich right now if I had a dollar, a penny. Yep. I'd have a dollar. I know. You've never had a snack. Well, Laura, you haven't lived. You have not lived. For every Slim Fast shake, I know they're fat free. And you know, Susan Powder did tell us fat was going to make us fat. Remember? Susan Powder told us. Yes, I busted my ass working out with Susan Powder. Girl, didn't we all? You know what? Corinne is not the first blonde-headed lady I fell for. Susan Powder. Thank God Corinne's so much better. So, is there accountability resource page? This is my second time my group is crumbling and partners are quitting. Yes. Under, if you're past your first 30 days under community, you'll see the accountability resource page or what it's accountability something. And there's even a script that you can put in Facebook. To get people, or you could just Shannon run on over here in the chat. See if anybody wants to be partners. Dawn, she is still around. She just released a documentary. She lost all of her money, and she was delivering DoorDash in Las Vegas. Sure did. And Jamie Curtis found her. How do I know all this? From TikTok. Jamie Curtis found her and did a documentary called Stop the Insanity. And I think you had to pay to watch it. I haven't watched it, but oh, the documentary is Vern, did you see the documentary? She lost every bit of her money. Can you imagine, y'all? Imagine being in Las Vegas and ordering a burger and fries, and who shows up to deliver it? Susan Powder, because she still looks exactly the same. She looks no different. She has not aged 1 minute, honey. Yeah. Can you imagine? I would be like, I'm so sorry, Susan. I know this meal is full of fat. I would probably apologize to her. Yes, no swag for virtual camp this time. Annette, I have been in maintenance for over 2 years and I so want to lose another 10 pounds. It seems that my body is saying no, not so fast. Let's overthink this for a bit, as one does, Annette from Iowa. I have a plan. I just can't seem to pull the trigger. What's getting in the way? First of all, my favorite question for anybody that's in maintenance that thinks they want to lose a little bit more. What do I need to change, level up, give up in order to get that 10 pounds down? Is that something I'm willing to do for the rest of my life? Look at that first. Because it might be the reason you might not be pulling the trigger, it might not be things that you want to do for the rest of your life. So look at that first. And you know how to get to me in it. The Richard Simmons one was good too. I did watch that one. Let's see. I'm having a hard time pushing through the high negative self talk around how I look. I weigh 225 and I currently hate being seen. I feel so big. How do I take care of myself and lose weight while feeling like this? Okay. You know, a lot of people go from self-loathing, I hate the way I look, and they want to love the way they look. There are a lot of steps between I hate how I look and I love how I look. We've got to first make your body neutral. So stand in the mirror, look at your legs. They carry you, they get you through life. We can appreciate them for that. Your arms. They hug people that you love, right? They help you drive around, whatever it is. You can look at it and appreciate your body for what it does for you, and you don't have to love it. And then find some things that you love about. I always talk about these are my grandmother's thumbs. They're her thumbs. Every time I look down at my thumbs, I think about my grandmother. I love my thumbs, right? I loved my thumbs when I was 265 pounds. I love my eyes. I have beautiful blue eyes. I've always loved my eyes. Now that I have this hair filler, I love my lips. Now that I've bought just enough lip filler, I feel good about my lips. Like there are things that you can love about yourself. You can find them and focus on those things. And then it's not like I'm going from I hate my body to I'm a sexy beast. It can also be, I'm not a huge fan of the way I look right now, but here are the things I appreciate about my body, which will turn the temperature down and also help you start to really appreciate what your body does for you. And all that's going to do is just turn the temperature down just a little bit. Okay. Let me know if that's helpful. Barbara, what are just one or two of your favorite tips for getting back on track after a 5 month period of regaining half of the 50 pounds I lost in the previous 7 months? I'm really struggling. First of all, I would go take the Regain course under courses and bonus courses. It's such a good course. I would start there. My favorite thing about, well, my two favorite things to do or that I see members do, and I did it myself with, because I've had a couple regains, 10, 15 pounds, like up and down. But don't compare where you are now to where you were then. Probably when you were losing the weight, you were firing on all cylinders. You probably had a lot of your habits on lock. You were probably drinking water. You were probably like all the things, right? We're doing all those things. You've gotten away from it, but you've got muscle memory and it will go back quickly. But you cannot compare what you were doing to where you are right now. You just have to meet yourself where you're at, pick up your torch, and carry on. That's what you've got to do from here. The other thing is watch for not good enough. Because your brain is going to be like, well, it's even though you give yourself permission to start where you are, it is still going to continue to be like, well, that's not good enough. That's not, you wasn't doing just this when you lost weight before. You, that's the two things you got to watch for. But really, go do that regain. Go do that regain course. It is so good. It is amazing. Who's got the link to that? Somebody go find the link for Barbara. Linda, yes, you broke the pattern. That's exactly right. Let's see. How can I stop my, I don't know what that says about food. When I stopped Weight Watchers, I stopped counting carbs, sugar, calories. Now my A1C is higher, and doctor says I'm pre-diabetic. Now I need to start counting sugar, carbs again. I can't get my mind to stop freaking out. Thank you, Vern. Watch Healthify. That is going to be so helpful to you. Are you losing weight? Is this the same person? No, there's so many anonymous. I can't tell who's who. Are you overeating? And here's the thing. I was pre-diabetic whenever I joined OBS. I did not count. I just watched. Like, I really, when I wrote my plan, I would look at my plan, and because we plan for different things, right? We all plan for, there's a plethora of reasons that we plan. We plan for health reasons. We plan for our schedules. We plan for what other people want to eat. We plan for how tired we're going to be at the end of the day. We plan for a lot of reasons. So right now, one of your whys, which is what we've been doing, and finish what you start, is to get your A1C down. So when you look at your plan, ask yourself, is there a lot of sugar on it today? Are there a lot of like refined sugars? Do I really want to have all of those today? Can I maybe dole it out a little bit? Like, ask yourself and then watch Healthify. Watch Healthify and start to create that well-fed woman's plate. And then when we get into the 80-20, that is what is going to help you. See, when I joined OBS, y'all, we were, it was really 90-10. Like closer to the ground foods 90% of the time, and then whatever 10%. This is going to be 80-20, and I really do think that that was one reason I never had to go on medicine, because I was planning for a version of me that was not going to have diabetes. That was such a why for me. Like, that was my first true why. I had to get as far away from diabetes as I could. I did not want that to be me. And so when I wrote my plans, I wrote my plans with that in mind, not from a place of restriction, not from a place of I can't have, but from a place of I am choosing this because I'm choosing my health. This matters to me. This is why I'm doing this in the first place, is to not have to go on medicine. It is that conversation that is so important. When you decide not to include certain things, you have got to have an amazing story about it. You got to have an amazing why. I'm just not going to plan those things right now because it does not support my goals. My goals are, but we have all have a lot of goals: weight loss, smaller pants, lower A1C, lower cholesterol. whatever, stronger bones, whatever it is. Those are all reasons that you include or don't include things in your plan. So just think about that when you're writing your plan. It's not about how much can I eat and get away with. It is what can I eat so that I support myself. I eat the foods that I love. I'm only going to eat stuff I love. I ain't eating crap. Life is too short, ladies. What is it? To eat shitty food and wear uncomfortable shoes. That's my mantra of my whole life. I ain't doing neither of them. But sometimes to support other goals, you're going to look at it and say, look, I got a hashtag bitch got goals, a lower A1C. How can I give that to myself? Oh, a bad bra. I should add that, Darlene. I should add that. Yes. So just think about that when you're writing your plan. Just think about that. iPhone said, I think I missed something. Health the Fi is our focus for June. It's a new course. It will be on the website on Friday. Oh, is it an app? Oh, I didn't even know there was an app. And then Coach Christy helped Corinne write it, and she will be doing these Wednesday calls next month. Yeah, we need to add that. I think we do. I think we need to add bad bra too. I have lost 45 pounds since joining. Anonymous, I'm about to get you for this next sentence. 15 pounds by myself and the next 30 on a GLP-1. They all by yourself. Anonymous, don't be giving it away. Do not give away all the work that you did. A GLP-1 is a tool. You still have to put the fork down. You still have to say no to food. It was all you. It always was. It always will be. We talked about it already. People on GLP-1 sometimes gain weight. You did not. You are working on your emotional eating, and that is how you got that weight off. I'm not yelling at you, but dang it, we got to own it. It's like, yay, 15 pounds by myself and then 30 but I had to use a tool. No, girl, you own it. You own every pound because you said no to bites. You said no to certain things. You said no to urges. You did that. You did it. You own it, girl, own it. I've done gotten off track. Look at me on my high horse. I'll get on a high horse. Y'all don't tempt me. I'll get on a high horse. I've been steady at the same weight for the last 6 months. I want to lose another 45 pounds. I'm thinking the meds aren't working anymore, which is probably hosing me. No, it's not. No. What do you recommend I do to kickstart my weight loss again? Look at doable hunger. Look at doable hunger. Look at any bites, licks, and tastes. Is there any emotional overeating going on? Are you, oh, Karen, that was good. No BS is a tool. We just don't see it as cheating on our weight loss. Work is work, girl. That was a good one, Karen. Coming in clutch. We got to look at send me your data and I'll look at it for you. Or you probably know where you're overeating. Do the halftime method for a week. I'm going to tell y'all, if you're stalled, do the halftime method for a week. Check in, redefine what your enough is. The quickest way to figure it out. Halftime method is I serve myself half, I wait 5 or 10 minutes. If I want more, I go get half of the half. That's what you do. Let's see. I have been here for months and I did nothing. How can I re-engage? Where should I start? For me, it's emotional eating. I watch the course. You watch the emotional eating course. I fall off at 4 p.m. when dealing with my 17-year-old. I just lose myself. Any advice? Okay, we got to have a plan for 4 p.m. you. That is tired, worn out you. And she needs a plan. You've got to have some plan in place. What is triggering you at 4 p.m. with your 17-year-old? Why are you giving your 17-year-old your weight loss? What could you do instead? Now is the time to think about that. I know this happens every afternoon at 4 p.m. Get a plan in place for that. What are you going to do? What are you typically thinking? They wearing on my nerves. Why can't they just get with the program? Why are they being so, ugly, whatever it is? I don't know. I mean, I have had three teenagers in my life. Girls. Oh, it was a horrible time. It was terrible. I was like, oh Lord. Whew. It does get better though. It does get better. But we've got to come up with a plan. Just like if you know you always eat when you're tired at night, when you're not tired, you got to come up with a plan. Here are the things I'm going to think. When they do this thing, if they say something, or if I feel myself getting heightened, I'm going to go to say, excuse myself, go to the bathroom, take a few deep breaths. I'm giving myself permission to walk away, whatever it is. You've got to come up with a plan for 4 p.m. you. She is tired and she does not want to deal with a 17-year-old. So you've got to come up with that plan. Let's see. Yes, Help the Five starts in June, Ruth. Julie, yes, virtual gets, you'll get the notebook. You'll have the for camp. It'll be, I mean, on the website. You can print it or digitally fill it. Annette says, I pulled the trigger and it misfires. Well, I know, but what are you, is it something you're willing to do for the rest of your life? The things on this list, Annette. I've been on a GLP-1 for 9 months, down 15 pounds, and I still can't get myself onto the scale more than once a month. It's not laziness. It feels closer to dread. What's actually going on is neurologically when weighing creates that kind of fear response. Is there a way to get the data I need without the scale being the thing that wrecks my day? Well, I mean, you can work on the conversation, Debbie, that you have. It's the scale doesn't wreck your day. It's the thoughts that you have when you see the number on the scale. It should be more. It shouldn't be this way. I shouldn't, like, I've been working so hard. I should see more. That's what is getting you down in the dumps. That's what's getting you down. And it is just one piece of data. So you need to weigh out. Here's where I think everything kind of goes hand in hand. You've got your data, like your tracking, doable hunger, all the things, water, sleep, whatever. Then you've got the scale. You want them to kind of match up over time. And if they're not, that tells me so much, and I can help you so much. So if you send me a perfect habit tracker or pretty close to it, 95% hunger and enough, and your scale isn't moving, I know we've got a doable hunger problem. Because the data from your habit tracker doesn't match the data on the scale. You need both. It is so helpful to have both. But if you don't want to weigh, you've got your pants, you've got your mobility, you've got your rings, how they are fitting, all that stuff. You can use all of that as data. You can use all of that as data so that you know. Like, are you making progress? You can do measurements, Debbie, and you can just do measurements instead of weighing if you want to. And you can use that with your habits. My almost 13-year-old son wants to come to the gym with me, Gina says. He asked how much I could deadlift. I told him maybe a squirrel. I'm concerned I will embarrass him. What are your thoughts about that? He asked to come. He obviously wants to come with you. And embarrassing him, listen, he's 13. You are going to embarrass him. Listen, he's a 13-year-old boy. When you breathe, it embarrasses him. I want to know why that's a problem. I still embarrass my kids. Shoot, they almost 30, some of them. And I still embarrass them. I know. Take it as a win. He asked for it. Yeah. He is obviously not ashamed of you. He's inspired by you. Now it's got him wanting to go to the gym. Won't you just go and see what happens? 90% of what we worry about never happens. I mean, you're thinking you could embarrass him. What else could it be? Give y'all time in the car? Y'all get more time to talk? Y'all have a common goal in mind? That's so lovely. Yeah, I live to embarrass my kid. Yep, girl. My job here is done if I've done that. Let's see. Mary said, is it normal to go through a mourning or grieving when we change the way we eat? Yes. From overeating and binging to not wanting to do that anymore, yet missing it. Yeah. How does one make peace with that? So I will tell you, there is a stopping at enough resource page under resources. If you've been here past 30 days, you can go check that out. And there are actual, she, Corinne will point you to some Corinne 365s and different stuff about that actually. But when you stop eating, you know, it's something that you've used. It's a tool that you've used for a long time to really take care of yourself. You know, it got us overweight, but it also helped us through emotional times when we did not have any other way to help ourselves emotionally. And it is like breaking up with a friend. It really is. And then I did at one point, we did it here in the membership. I wrote it a goodbye letter. I wrote food a goodbye letter, like telling it how much I appreciated all that it did for me and how it kept me safe for a really long time. But I was just going to use some other things. I was just going to use some other things now because I finally had the other tools that I needed to take care of myself emotionally. I did not need food in that way anymore. But I'm so thankful that it was there. So there's a way to look at it. But go look at that enough resource page. Cheryl says, not really a question, but a win. Cheryl, I love that you're going to toot your horn. You go right on ahead. I have a hard time stopping my brain from talking me out of getting movement in. I read a post from a member that said she tells herself to just put on her shoes. I did that this morning. Every time my brain tried to throw up an excuse, I said, just put on your shoes. I got a great walk in on this beautiful morning. Thank you to that lovely No BS one for the tip. I love that. I know the hardest part is from 0 to 1. And a lot of times, like it's that can I just, you know, we talk about a lot of can I just inside the membership? Can I just put on my shoes? Like, can I just do that? Because once you do that, you're like, well, shoot, I got my shoes on, might as well go. Right? It's that getting from 0 to 1. I love that you did that for yourself, Cheryl. Yay. CST. I've been working on not focusing on the scale, but making better choices. My next choice matters. I know it's a slow process, but I have to stay focused. My sister canceled, no BS, but I have stayed and know this is the way I can lose my weight. Should I look at the Regain course for reset tools? My enough is in check at meals, water. Good need to focus on sleep, but sometimes fall off when at work. Is it tired, bored? I want the weight to come off quicker, and it's hard not to get discouraged thoughts. Okay, well, how fast are you losing weight? Like a lot of times we think that like it's not good enough, and it's, you know, 0.5 pound to 2 pounds a week. So it sounds like you might be overeating some at work. Tired and bored, you might want to take the emotional eating course. So you can get that sort of stuff cleaned up. That, like, because it's an emotional, bored and tired are emotions. Well, tired physically, but bored, you might want to look at that. Have you taken that course? Because especially if you're just eating in the afternoons, maybe if you clean that up, the scale will move a little bit faster. I want to start getting up early in the morning to do exercise. How do I get out of bed that early? I'm used to getting up at 7:30. This would entail getting up at 6 or so. You start with 15 minute increments. Start getting up at 7:15. Do that for a couple weeks. Then 7. Then 6:45. It takes a while to get there, but it's not as big of a bridge to cross, you know? It's not as big of a bridge because we want to go from, you're talking about 8:30, I mean, an hour and a half, 7:30 to 6, then check your bedtime. Like you don't have to make a plan. Like in order to get up at 6, in order to get up early, you're probably going to need to go to bed earlier because you still need the same amount of sleep. So you can start working on your bedtime as well as getting up a little bit earlier. Anonymous says, how can I get started in the gym? I'm embarrassed and so out of shape in my 40s, and I want to move for my 50-year-old self. Okay, so you're embarrassed because of the thoughts that you have. So you think they're gonna think I'm like they're gonna make fun of me, they're gonna think these things about me, they're gonna think I'm fat, they're gonna think I'm You know, how did she let herself get that way? Like all of those things. That's what's embarrassing. But you know what else they might be thinking? Good for her. I'm glad she's getting in there. And the beauty of it is we get to decide what people think about us. Because I can promise you, you're going to go in that gym and ain't nobody going to say nothing to you. All we have are the thoughts we think they're thinking. They could just as easily be saying, good for her. They could just easily be saying, I'm glad she is taking care of herself. I just decide everybody has amazing thoughts about me. In my head, everybody thinks I'm awesome. Yet Karen says, message her if you want to talk about the gym because she goes in the gym. I'm just going to tell you, get in there. If again, it's that zero. Can I just go in there for 5 minutes and walk and see if it's as bad as I think it is? Can I just? Once you get on that treadmill or once you get on that elliptical or once you get on the whatever it is, you'll just keep going. That's, you know, but it is what you think they're going to think about you. That is embarrassing. I am just going to tell you, it is great to live in a brain where I just assume everybody thinks I'm awesome. Because if they don't tell me, I get to decide what they're thinking about me. Linda, the heaviest weight in the gym is in the is the front door. Girl, look at that. I love that. Huh. I know that's so good. Yeah, or all they're thinking about is what other people are thinking about them. That's true too. That's true too. We all in our head. I know we all think that we like people are thinking about us all the time, and they're usually not. I'm gonna tell y'all, I do Pilates and I love Pilates, but I am not as graceful, beautiful. My hamstrings are really tight. I look like a fish out of water 90% of the time in that little studio. And, we had to lay on our stomachs today on top of the reformer, on top of the box, whatever. And I literally thought to myself, I saw, you know, you have to pull the strip back and do your hit, whatever. And I thought to myself, as I was, she said, come up out of the water. You know how you do. And I was like, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, I look like a freaking beached whale. I look awful. I look rough. Going, my hair is a mess. No makeup. I mean, I just look just terrible. But you know what? It's okay. I love to go. I feel good when I go. I enjoy going. It brings me joy. And I can't do a lot what they the children do. I can't do what they do. But I have a good time. And it gets me out of my house. Yeah, I know. Oh, Nancy said she had that same conversation. Yeah, it was I don't look too great doing Pilates. I don't ever want a video of me doing Pilates. I never want to see that. And then the other thing that happens is when we're on the mat and I do a pike up and I have to look at my thighs, they're so crepey and belty. And I'm like, oh God, What in the world has happened? CST says, no, I haven't taken the emotional eating reset, emotional eating course. Thank you. I will look at those courses. Losing 1 pound here and there, sometimes nothing. Thanks, MJ. I love your calls. You're awesome. Thank you. So motivating, and I always take away something positive from your calls. On movement, I try to level up 1%, then increase. Well, send me your data. Do you have your like doable hunger data? But if you clean up that afternoon eating, you'll probably see the scale move a little bit more consistently, you know? So you can just look at that and see. All right. Any other questions? I know I'm gonna miss y'all so bad. I'm gonna miss y'all so bad. Coach Christy is gonna take amazing care of y'all. She's gonna take amazing care of y'all, but I'm a little bit sad. I'm a little sad. I'm not gonna lie, but it's gonna be good. You're in great hands. Yeah, I know y'all won't see much of me next month. It's gonna be like I'm a ghost. I'll be an OBS ghost. Y'all gonna have to just email me. Coach Christy is doing these calls next month for Healthify to answer all of what are the changes? It's just for the month of June. She ain't taking my Wednesday call away, y'all. I'm coming back. I'm coming back immediately. Y'all don't worry about me. I'm coming back in July. Oh, yeah, you can email me. Girl, I'm here. I know Friday, I did really good 365s for y'all for next month, too. So let's see. Oh, yeah, I did mention. Yeah. All right. So I will see y'all in July. So sad. But y'all email me. Don't make me be lonely now. Y'all know how to get in touch with me. The blue question mark on the bottom of any page, hit reply to any email. But Christy is gonna, I ain't gonna have a good time with it. I'm still gonna be working, y'all. But I am very excited for y'all to learn everything about Healthify. Like I said, I've already gone through it like 3 times. So it's really good. Oh yeah, I'm coming back. I'm coming back in July. Yeah, I am. I'm coming back. Y'all don't worry about me. I ain't, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm still gonna be sitting right here at this desk answering y'all's email. Y'all just won't see my face on Wednesday. If we send an email, will you get it? If we say for MJ, absolutely, I will. Oh, anonymous, I appreciate that. I know I'm very, yeah, it's gonna be good. And I'm just gonna tell y'all, I want y'all to go into this next month with an open mind. And remember, it is literally, you're gonna make it what you want it to be. And I am, could not be, I could not be happier for y'all to get this, to get, and I'm just gonna tell y'all, July is huge. August is huge. I mean, like, there's so much between now. Corinne told me to take over content. So guess what? We're gonna be balling. I'm just telling you. I'm in charge of what y'all get now. So yeah. So y'all let me know if y'all need anything. I am still around. And I love y'all, and I'll see y'all in July. Bye, everybody.